love to welcome our 10-minute speaker, the wonderful Amanda S. Welcome up, Amanda.
Thank you.
Okay, I brought a timer. Amanda, alcoholic. One time I was in jail and I had court and I had the shackles on and I tripped right in front of everybody and I just was like, please God, do not let that happen right now coming up here. Okay, I made it. So my sobriety date is October 12, 2019. It's not my first sobriety day, but that's okay because all I really have is today. I'm not what it's like now, or you know, whatever. I only have 10 minutes. So what it was like pretty much for everybody, it was started out really fun and then it got really fucked up and then had to come to AA. So when I came in, my Alcoholics Anonymous was actually plan B. My plan A was to jump in front of the Amtrak train down on 4th Street, you know, by 7-Eleven. I had a whole plan out. But I know today, like, divine intervention happened. Like, I didn't know back then. God was just, like, working always behind the scenes. And so I went to my first, like, meeting on my own. You know, not like court ordered or whatever. And it was the Village Group, a Tuesday night. I can't remember if it was a 12 and 12 or a big book, but it was a book study and there was all these grandmas. But they were all so nice to me and something happened that night and just, you know, made me want to keep coming back. And so I did all the suggestions. I had a big book somebody gave me. I found this really nice lady to be my sponsor, and I said all the prayers, and I did all the things, and then when I was 31 days sober, so I was not introducing, I wasn't a newcomer anymore, I went to my first night meeting. I went to that first one, but then I got sober in noon meetings. I'm a nooner person, so I went back to my first night meeting, and guess what? I met the man of my dreams, 31 days sober, and he had 6 months, so boom. And then when I was 13 months sober, I married that son of a bitch. So he's here, he's somewhere, there he is. Yesterday we celebrated 15 years, like, married, so that lasted, but our sobriety did not. So getting into a relationship was actually very distracting from working a program. So I just failed to enlarge my spiritual life. And I didn't know that's what was happening because I was still, you know, going to meetings and hanging out and whatever, going to dances and barbecues and that kind of stuff. But I was not, you know, little things started slipping off, like a daily meeting and taking nightly inventory and amends and all that stuff just slowly slipped away. And then after 3.5 years, that desire to drink came back and I was defenseless. And so I said, you know, okay, it'll be okay. Like, not a big deal. And so what they had said, that it gets worse, never better. That is true. Like, within a week, I was, you know, bad. I'm like a binge drinker on a daily basis, and blackout, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Like everybody has crazy stepdad stories. Like, that's how I act when I'm drinking. And the cops always get called, and ugh. Oh, and I always get DUIs. I'm a double striker for DUIs. And so I got another felony DUI during that when I went out. And, you know, other yets started happening. Like, I got to go to prison for the DUIs, I had yet to be to prison, and yet just means you're eligible too. There was lots of like regular looking soccer mom ladies in there for DUIs. It wasn't what I had imagined prison to be like. Well, some of it was. Do not recommend. But there was a bunch of regular ladies in there, other drunks. And so when I got out, I went in for like, I got 36 months because I was already a striker. So I was like, it's all this double striker bullshit that I didn't know about. So after 2 years, I got out and I just could not show my face back at the meetings. I was so like ashamed and humiliated and so embarrassed. So I stayed out for a good year and a half, like really dry. And I started like plotting. My husband was going to go out of town. So I was like, how can I get a 6-pack? Actually, it was a 12-pack. And like, but I live next door to my in-laws and I didn't have a car again. Like, so I was like, I'll just carry these bottles, a 12-pack of pale ale, like down the road, like. So that was basically the bottom line, like, okay, shit, I got to go back to the meetings. And so I came back and I got to work again and I was super pissed. I was not happy to be back, but I didn't want to drink and I definitely didn't want to go back to prison. And that is what happens when I drink, I guess. So I got to work and it's easier just to fucking stay than try to come back. So it's all hard, right? It's in the beginning, but just stay if you can. So what it's like today, the Village Group is my home group. I'm there 5 or 6. I'm a 7 a.m. person these days. I'm there 5 or 6 days a week. Monday morning, I'm up at the Mesa at a book study, 7 a.m. As soon as I wake up, I ask for direction for my day and show me your will and give me the power to carry that out. And then I meditate. I write down 3 things I'm grateful for because gratitude was really hard for me in the beginning. Now it's very easy for me. I go to a meeting. I'm always available for the newcomer, always. And then at the end of the night, well, the nightly review, 9 times out of 10, I'm like, okay, well, in the beginning, I read 84 through 88 religiously every morning in my little daily disciplines. We let God discipline in the simple way. That was my daily disciplines, my little morning routine. So I read 84 through 88, and then now that's like in my brain. So as soon as I put my earplugs in, put my eye mask on, and do all this other shit to go to bed, I'm like, was I selfish, self-centered? And then I'm already passed out. So I talked to my sponsor about that, and she's like, that's okay. Like, you're fine. So I try. I'm the hugest cheerleader for Alcoholics Anonymous. I love this program so much. I love my home group. Practically all of them are here tonight. Yeah, this is the best thing that ever happened to me, and I hope that the new guy stays, and that I hope somebody can take something away from what I said. It's just literally the best thing that's ever fucking happened to me, and I'm so forever grateful for this program. That's all I got.
Thank you so much.